Hello?
Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I thought I had a, or I know I had a subscription for the Omax Ultra Pure, the omega-3 supplement.
Okay.
And I wanted to change the address that it gets sent to because I'll be at a different address for a few months. But when I tried to look up my prescription online, it did, or my subscription, it didn't pull up an account at all. So I just wanted to see if I do have, I know I have an account because I've been getting the, I've been getting these mail, the product, but so I just wanted to find out what's going on so I can,
Okay.
continue it.
Sure, yeah, let me see here. See, looks like my system just signed me out. Let me sign back in here. Okay. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna do a search here using the number. What would be the first and last name on the account?
Christine with a CH. It's CHRISTINE. The last name is Parsegian. It's PARSEGHIAN.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. Looks like I have a few past orders here as well, so I'm going to see if I can find the most recent. What would be that a shipping address?
Well, the the last one was 8121 Spring Hill Farm Drive in McLean, Virginia, 22102. Actually, that may be a better way to do it. I can just order it as I need it, because rather than having to switch around a permanent address. But anyway,
Okay.
so if there if I do have an account with you, which I did have, but I just can't find it. A subscription. I guess I'd like to cancel that and just order it, as I need it.
Okay, let's see. The one I'm pulling up here looks like this is not a subscription. The first one I pulled up is not a subscription. That was just the Omega Ultra Pure past orders. Let me go to the next one here.
Okay. Unless I, do you know if your company does this through Amazon? Unless I did this through Amazon, and maybe that's what's going on.
Well, all of the products are going to be made in the US and they're going to be out of the warehouse there, which is located in Lewiston, Maine. The website, omaxhealth.com, is going to be where you would go to purchase the products, but there may be some other sellers out there that have, bought large quantities of our products and are reselling.
Oh,
But if you find it anywhere else, that's what it would be. It would just be someone that's, bought our products and they're reselling them.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, I gotta sign in here. So many different passwords to remember. Okay. Customers. Okay, it doesn't look like we have a subscription active under that email. Let me go back to the
Okay.
other account here. This account looks like it's good too, though. And yep, that's just an order for the Omax Sleep on that one. So I don't doesn't look like we have an active subscription here. Let
Okay.
me see. Unless it would be under, I have one that's a different address here, same first, last name, same email, but this is going to be Gulf of Mexico Drive in Florida.
Okay, yeah, I mean that's where I was gonna switch it to. So it could be under that. But yeah, let's just see what you find there.
Okay, let's see. And no, ma'am, not that one. The Florida one either. It looks like that was an older order as well from May.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It could be
right,
possible
me...
that the... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say maybe the subscription was through, as you were saying, a third party, you know, seller. Which I'd rather just buy direct from you anyway, but
right.
Maybe that's the case.
Let me see. I can go back to that first one there because it did have several orders and it was the right product, the Ultra Pure, so let me see.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it looks like this is going to be an active one here. This is the Omax Ultra Pure. It's on a 2-month subscription. Looks like the last charge was December the 6th, would have been the last time a 2-month supply was sent out.
Okay. So that is it. So I'm not sure why the website didn't recognize my account. But
well,
it
looks... It looks like this order was placed through us, or that it was at least initiated through us here on the customer service line. If you place any orders on the site, then it's going to be it would look a little different for you, and you'd be able to interact with those orders and change and adjust those, because you as a customer would be the one that would have created the order and the subscription and basically that account. But with us here, if we create anything for you, then it would show up on our side, but not on the actual, you know, website for your orders.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so that was sent December 6th, which is, yeah, apparently I still have product, but it's every 2 months, so then the next time would be February then, right, that it gets sent out?
Yeah, let's see. Next shipment is scheduled for February the 4th.
Okay. So so can that be sent to that Florida address in February, you know, instead of the Virginia address?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, because that's where I am now. Pretty much. And the next one would be April. And then I guess when I go back to Virginia, I guess I should just call in and change the address again, right?
Right, yes. Yeah, you just need to give us a call back and we can adjust it again for you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now for this one here, because that other address was on a separate account, do you mind giving me the new address?
Sure. It's... 2151 Gulf of Mexico Drive.
Okay.
And it's in Long Boat, two words, Key, Florida.
Okay.
And the zip code is 34228.
228. Okay.
And you can also put on there, after the 2151 Gulf of Mexico Drive, the apartment number. It's just called Unit 2-4 and then capital B.
2-4-B, okay.
Correct.
2-4-B, got that. Okay, let's see. Looks like when I type in, it usually finds the city and locations for me here, but when I typed in the zip code, it gave me two options for Longboat Key, Manatee, Florida, and Longboat Key, Sarasota, Florida.
Well, it's really, I mean, both of those are like towns close to here, but it's really just Longboat Key. I guess I would choose, oh, that's the county, I guess. I guess, Sarasota, I have to choose one.
Okay.
But it's
yeah, that looks
Florida.
Like that's what it was trying to ask for with the count.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, so it looks like I've got that updated there. That's 2151 Gulf of Mexico Drive, Longboat Key. The zip is 34228. And that would be, of course, Florida. And that is 24B is the apartment there.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So in February, it'll be sent to the Florida address, right? And then again in April, and then until I change it, until I call again and change it.
Right. Yes. Yeah. You have that option there. You can change it anytime you like there. With the next ship date as well, I did want to mention too, it's scheduled for February the 4th, but if you may need that date pushed back, if you still have a little product when it comes to that date, you can give us a call and we can actually place a hold on that. So it would just, you know, stretch your time frame for that to be shipped out. And we can choose, you know, another date, you know, maybe a month or two down the road that would suit you better.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Okay, we'll just keep it for February 4th for now.
Okay, good deal. Do we have any other questions for me today?
No, I think that's it. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Good deal. No problem, Ms. Christine. Thank you for calling GoMax Health. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.